You could always tell the assassins by their suits. Jackets, shirts, ties. The garments were all extremely expensive and finely made, but also unrelentingly dark and depressingly monochromatic. Black on black. Navy on navy. Perhaps a dark gray on an even darker gray if someone was feeling particularly cheerful. It was as though the men and women who served as assassins for Section 47 had decided to kill the color from their wardrobes as easily as they dispatched the paramortal terrorists, criminals, and other dangerous magic wielders who wished to wreak chaos and calamity on the unsuspecting mortal world. I eyed a couple of black-suited male assassins as they grabbed plastic trays and got in the cafeteria line. Of course, we didn't actually call them assassins at Section 47. At least, not to their faces. Not if you wanted to keep breathing. No, my secret government agency referred to those men and women as cleaners, as if that somehow masked their true deadly purpose. They didn't clean up anything. They just created more bloody messes, in every sense of the word. Just like my father had. Penny for your thoughts, Charlotte. A light feminine voice drawled, and a hand waved, drawing my attention away from the assassins. I looked at the gorgeous woman with long, sleek red hair, hazel eyes, and rosy skin, sitting across the table. Miriam Lancaster, my office friend and lunch buddy, stared back at me, clearly expecting an answer. I wasn't about to confess how much the black-suited cleaners reminded me of my father, so I gestured at my laptop instead. Just thinking about how much work I still need to finish. Sympathy filled her face. Trying to get that big report done before you leave to work your diner shift? My fingers curled around the edges of the laptop keys at the mention of my second, unwanted job. I never should have told Miriam that I moonlighted as a waitress at a diner near the main section building, but she had pried it out of me during one of our lunchtime chats after spotting the cheesy uniform sticking up out of my shoulder bag. Then again, Miriam was a charmer. Someone who cozied up to and subtly extracted information from foreign spies, diplomats, and business people, instead of just a lowly analyst like me. In addition to her stunning good looks, Miriam was also gifted with charisma. Even though she wasn't currently using her power, wasn't trying to charm or beguile me, I could still sense the magic emanating from her body. The warm, soothing sensation always reminded me of a soft, fuzzy blanket straight out of the dryer. Miriam knew how to use that comforting feeling to its fullest extent, knew how to smile, nod, and draw people in until they confessed their deepest, darkest secrets. She might not kill people, as the cleaners did, but Section 47 had trained and molded her into a weapon as well, one who wielded friendly grins and smooth words instead of guns and knives. "Yeah," I replied in a neutral tone, finally answering her question. "Something like that." Miriam nodded, then leaned back in her chair, her gaze sweeping over every nook and cranny of the cafeteria, as if the area were fascinating instead of functional. The cafeteria was like any other in the Washington, D.C. area. A large, cavernous space filled with gray plastic tables and chairs with cheap, framed black and white prints of D.C. landmarks covering the walls. One side of the cafeteria featured floor-to-ceiling windows that showed the hustle and bustle of the busy sidewalk and street outside. Although the foot and motor traffic had died down a bit from the earlier, frantic lunchtime rush. Even though it was creeping up on 2 o'clock, people still came in off the street, walked through the open archway, and headed for the food line along the back wall. The cafeteria, also uninspiringly named Section 47, served decent food, and the menu included everything from typical burgers, fries, and pizzas to vegan deli salads, cold-pressed juices, and gluten-free cookies. Since it was open to the public, the cafeteria did a brisk breakfast and lunchtime business, although the regular mortals who strolled inside didn't realize they were sitting and eating next to dangerous people with magical abilities and deadly training. Then again, that was true of most restaurants in D.C.,